La 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 la. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me. And yours is the name, and yours is the name, the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace and the power that forgave me. And your love is all I ever needed. Tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim. I want to say this. You know, we're in the glory right now, amen, on this earth. Because the glory of the Lord is on the inside of us and it rises up, amen? And there's a glory land that we're headed for. All right. Yours will be the only name that matters to me. The only one whose favor I seek. The only name that matters to me. And yours is the name. And yours is the name. That is safe, mercy and grace, the power that forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed.
spirit, I just, you know, I just sense all those, you know, you think about those that are, they're in a situation of danger with the floods and the rains and all that. But, you know, I just feel the spirit of the Lord saying, you know, in the midst of the storm, I'll bring you out. And I just believe there's going to be time after time, we're going to hear testimonies of people about the miraculous saving power of God. And Father God, I just thank you for your Holy Spirit moving, that you're greater, amen, you're greater than any storm, you're greater than any hurricane. And I know, Lord God, that there are those praying, and that's fine for the storm to turn and for the storm to cease or the storm to die. And Father God, I just know that whatever happens with that storm, that you're taking care of your people and your children in the name of Jesus. And in the midst of the storm, you're right there with them. Father God, delivering them, providing for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We just praise you today that our God is greater. Amen. Come on, church. Is your God greater today? Amen. He sure is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Water you turned into wine, open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. What can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Church, our God is greater. Our God is greater. people rising up all over America, all over America, just rising up and praising him today. And I tell you what, the thing that you hear, and you hear it in all the, you know, when they're talking about it and everything, how, you know, people are praying, and they're praying, you know, they'll say, pray for all this, pray for Florida, pray for Texas, pray for this, pray for those people out west with the fires. And you know what? The King of God and the King of Glory is rising up. I tell you, he's removing the fear. There's going to be such a pouring, outpouring of his Holy Spirit, and all those voices that have been against it, they're going to be put down. They're going to be put down because the praises of his people are going to be so much louder and so much clearer. Hallelujah. 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 What a friend I found, closer than we're in the wrong key, aren't we? There you go. That's the wrong song. Wrong key. All right. On an open sea, whenever there's a storm. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale. Do that part again. Come on now. My boat of life sails on an open sea. If ever there's a storm in myself or in my soul, come on. I have a friend that watches over me when the breeze turns. hold on to him, that I am the master of the storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I come against the spirit of fear and doubt and depression and the gloom and the doom, because, Father God, there's no gloom and doom with you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the sky. Among the peaks my soul can be found. But unexpected storms now, but unexpected storms may drive me from my height. It can bring me low, but it will never, come on, on up into Naples and on to that area, looking for a safe place. And you know what that turkey did? That hurricane, it switched, and now it's going up the west coast where all those people rush to. And you know the thing is, that's the way life is sometimes. You get out of, you run in from one storm and you run into another, but I'm telling you what, God is there. God is there. And you know, and there's so many things to learn from this. It doesn't matter what the enemy brings your way. God is there. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that you're the master of the wind. You know, Father God, you know what's going on in the mighty name of Jesus in everybody's lives here today, Father God. You know, little storms, big storms, whatever it is, Father God, it's big to them. I thank you that you provide, that you bring and meet all the needs. You're Jehovah Jireh. You meet the financial needs. There are people here, Father God, that just need guidance. And I thank you that you said if we would look to you, that you would give us wisdom, that they would know. You said, I'm going to walk behind you, and when you need to go right, you'll go right, and when you need to go left, you'll go left, because we're guided by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We're going to take up the offering right now, our regular church offering. Hallelujah. And they get ready, the boys get ready, and girls get ready to take up the offering. You know, we lift our voices and we praise him today. We've talked about him being the master of the wind. And it's interesting how, I didn't realize it, but you know, all these songs talk so much about freedom and peace and running to the Lord and him being the master, or he's the rock I stand on. And we're standing on those rocks today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just love you, Lord. We pray for the leaders of our country. I thank you, Father God, that they hear your voice. And it doesn't matter if they're believers or not, they hear your voice. Even in the Old Testament, Father God, as you led the King Darius and the different ones, Father, to send forth and let his people go free, Father God, that in this land and in this day and time, Lord, that the Christians' voices are going to be heard. Your mighty deliverance and your salvation is there. And Lord, I thank you for blessing this church as they give, that all of our needs are met according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Lord, I lift my voice.
Lord, I lift my
Worship him with one more song and singing about the freedom and the freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it doesn't matter where you live, what country you live in, when you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, you're free. We need to realize that. We started years ago when we first sang this song. It was on a Sunday night, I'll never forget, and there was a new family that came in. This family that came in, she had to have one of the dogs with her because she was subject to seizures. And so she had the dog that came in with her. And we started the whole service somehow or another. It was about peace. I'll never forget that Sunday night. And we started singing this song. It was fairly new to us then, about where the freedom of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You know, freedom reigns in this place. And after church, that lady came up and confronted me. And she said, "I don't know what you're talking about all this peace and that freedom. I don't have any of that. I don't know how you can sing about that." And I mean, I knew she wasn't really angry at me. You know what? I wasn't threatened. But it was just a heart cry. And I thought, Lord God, something stirred up in her that night. I have to believe that as time went on, she found that peace that she was looking for. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of
showers of mercy
Somebody listening, or somebody that will listen, Father Lord, that they'll give their all to Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender. And it's only in that, when we surrender everything, that we find the peace and the grace and the mercy, Father God, for you to just take care of everything. And we give it to you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, praise and worship team.